Welcome back to the Dion Gordon Podcast. I'm your host, the purveyor of authenticity and the voice of reason, the one and only Dion Tyree Gordon. Enough of the bullshit, let's get to work. Today's topic of discussion is former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who has been denied work from the National Football League for 1,373 days, but who's counting? Kaepernick in the news today because he has signed a deal with Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream to create his own ice cream dedicated to him called Change the World. And world is spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D. Change the World Vegan Ice Cream, which is a caramel, which contains caramel non-dairy sunflower butter, fudge chips, graham crackers, and chocolate cookies swirled in. The company said it created the flavor to celebrate Kaepernick's courageous work to confront systemic oppression and to stop police violence against black and brown people. A statement from Ben & Jerry's reads as follows. Ben & Jerry's believes Kaepernick represents the very best of us, willing to use his power and platform in the pursuit of equity and justice rooted in a commitment to love and resistance, the ice cream maker said in a written statement. The company also said that Kaepernick's portions of his proceeds from the Change the World sales will be used to support his work with the Know Your Rights organization, which teaches black and brown children about how to deal with police interactions. It also aims to advance the liberation and well-being of their communities through education, self-empowerment, and mass mobilization, according to the organization's website. Kaepernick said he is honored to partner with Ben & Jerry's on the new ice cream flavor. In a written statement, Kaepernick said, "Their commitment to challenging the anti-black roots of policing in the United States demonstrates a material concern for the well-being of black and brown communities. My hope is that this partnership will amplify calls to defund and abolish the police and to invest in futures that can make us better, safer, healthier, and truly free." That is a written statement from Colin Kaepernick. When I first heard about this news, the first thing that popped in my head was go online and check the comments section, because I got to see what the conservative redneck folk are thinking. Clutch the pearls. How dare he, a black man, is figuring out a way to make some extra money for himself. This uppity, ungrateful Negro who didn't want to stand up and embrace America's racist theme song, who's been blackballed from the National Football League since 2016. Once again, 1,370 days and counting. Is now partnering with an ice cream company to sell some ice cream, and the proceeds of which will go to a charitable organization. But fuck all that. It's Colin Kaepernick, one of the most polarizing names, polarizing figures in American pop culture the last decade. You mention the name Colin Kaepernick, you're going to incite some type of reaction. You're either with him and you understand why he took his stance, what he was trying to bring awareness and attention to. You're upset about black people being victimized by the police and the unfair, disproportionate rape. You're against systemic racism, oppression, police brutality. You're either in that crowd or you're on the opposite side and you're all about the flag and the military. You say you're about the flag and the military and you think what Colin Kaepernick did is the worst thing known to man. And you hate Colin Kaepernick. You loathe and despise his mere existence. And you honestly believe that there are 64 quarterbacks currently in the National Football League who are better and more deserving of playing quarterback in the National Football League than Colin Kaepernick. There's no straddling the fence, like I said. You're either with him or you're against him. You're either on Kaepernick's side or you're not. You either understood why he took the stance and knelt and did what he did and accepted it and embraced it and supported it, or you're diametrically opposed to it. For cultural reasons, for racial reasons, for racist reasons, for religious reasons, whatever the case may be, you're either with them or you're against them. So he is easily one of the most polarizing names and figures of the last decade. Like I say, he's right there with Donald Trump and LeBron James and a handful of others as far as, and when you mention this guy's name, you're going to elicit some type of reaction. So like I said, when I first heard about this, My first inclination was to go online and check the comments section. I was not disappointed. The MAGA crowd, the I'm not wearing a mask because it infringes upon my rights crowd, the I want to speak to your manager crowd, the type of folk whose Facebook profile photo includes a goatee, a pair of Oakley sunglasses, an American flag background, and they're staring directly into the camera. And every time they upload a brand new Facebook profile picture, it's the exact same thing. Probably sitting in their car as well. Those type of folks did not upset me. I got exactly the amount of racism and hate and vitriol I was looking for this morning. When I checked the comments section from numerous media outlets, the backlash to Colin Kaepernick, an ex-football player, embracing a brand of ice cream. KTVU News, a Bay Area news source, the Fox News affiliate in the California Bay Area. I went to their site first, their page on Facebook. And I'll read some of the comments right now. I'm not going to name any names because I don't do that. But I'll read some of the comments right now. One person said, Ben and Jerry started flavoring their ice cream with politics and activism in the 90s. And that's when I stopped buying it. Another person said, one more reason not to ever buy their overrated ice cream, as they say hurt them more and hurts the most, the wallet. Another comment says, Colin is vegan, and when he did play football, the ball is leather made of cowhide. Not a very good vegan. Talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. I'm sure that cow wants his skin back. Another idiotic, asinine, dumbass comment says, are they going to sell pig cop socks? Remember those pig cops pissed all those white people off? You know, Colin Kaepernick showed up to practice one day with the pigs as cops on his socks, and that was like a national news story that's infuriated everybody. These people are upset by like token inanimate symbols more than they are the lives of black people. I've been saying this for years. White people will protect and love dogs more than they do actual black people. Dogs will get more sympathy, more empathy in this country from a white person than a black person will. And white people will get more upset about inanimate objects that don't mean anything, like socks, and ridiculing police officers than they do dead black and brown people. Back to this stupid-ass quote. Are they going to sell pig cop socks with their ice cream now, too? They even made it without white milk. It's a sad day when even ice cream is trying to be political. These people are incredible. Like, the lengths people will go to, the hoops they'll jump through, just to ridicule and mock and downgrade and belittle any black person who has the audacity to speak out of turn and call out some racial bullshit. You know, once again, the expectation for Colin and for any high-profile black person, any black person of any profile, is to just shut up, take what's given to you, be grateful, be fortunate the white man allows you to earn a living in their country, and just deal with it. You know, and I remember, I go back to when Cap first took that knee. It was a preseason game versus the Chargers, 2016. I was, you know, for the record, I'm a veteran of the military myself. I served 4 years in the United States Navy. Just, you know, background about me. And when Cap took this knee, I was inundated with phone calls and text messages and Facebook messages from people asking me, so what do you think about this? You know, you're a 49er fan, you're a Kaepernick fan, but you're also in the military. So what do you think about, you know, Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for your favorite football team, taking a knee during the national anthem? Don't you think that's disrespectful to the military? Doesn't that bother you as a Navy sailor? Doesn't that upset you? My response was no. I told people unapologetically, I've been in the Navy for 4 years. I've been a black man for 32. Once the brother did what he did and articulated himself the way he did post-game and what he stood for and what he was about, I had no problem with it. It's just a song. Once again, like I said, white people will protect and honor and defend inanimate objects or just a song, like a flag, a pair of socks, whatever. Shit like that. Shit that has nothing to do with, shit that doesn't matter. It's just a song. And once you do the research on that song, once you read the third stanza of the national anthem, you will find a reason why no black person should ever stand for the national anthem. You know, once you read the part that says no refuge can save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, as a black person, you got to ask yourself, should I ever stand up and acknowledge this bullshit ever again? I'll read that again. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Translation, your black ass can run, but you can't hide. We will find you and we will kill your black ass upon finding you. The Star Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key, a slave owner. Francis Scott Key is born and raised, is from Frederick, Maryland, the same town that I'm from. You know, and back in Frederick, Maryland, you got streets, banks, schools, etc., all named after Francis Scott Key, all named after a slave owner. But I digress. You know, and once again, back to the comments section, just of people, you know, all the conservatives, all the MAGA hats, these people complain about snowflakes, about liberals being snowflakes. These people are the biggest snowflakes ever. They're really upset about Colin Kaepernick endorsing, and having a partnership with Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You have options. You could just not eat the fucking ice cream. Just don't buy it. You know, these were the same people who 2 years ago, when Colin Kaepernick announced his deal, his partnership with Nike, and those commercials came out, you know, with the tagline, "Embrace something, even if it means sacrificing everything." And I remember that day when that happened, these same folks lost their fucking mind. Panties were in a bunch, pearls were clutched, the whole nine yards. These people were upset. These people were talking about how this is a terrible day. I'm never going to wear Nikes again. He's a hypocrite. Doesn't he know these Nikes are made in an Asian sweatshop by small children being exploited for cheap, unskilled labor? I found that, to me, that was hilarious. These people will take any angle they possibly can to slander and besmirch a black man, a black woman, a black person in general whenever they strike a deal and make some money for themselves and go outside the system and think outside the box. Any type of angle they could possibly take. When I heard people trying to use the angle that how can Colin Kaepernick be against oppression but at the same time embrace Nike and have an endorsement deal with them when the shoes and the products are made in sweatshops by small children, I literally laughed out loud. And I told these people, whoever said that, to get the fuck out of here. You didn't give a fuck about those Asian kids working in those sweatshops until today when you found out Colin Kaepernick had a deal with Nike. That never registered with you. That was never on your radar. You did not give two shits about small children making Nikes for 10 cents a day, whatever it is, over in sweatshops in Asia until today when you find out Colin Kaepernick, someone you don't like or someone you have a problem with already, was now working with Nike. I just want people to be genuine and authentic in what they say and what they do. If you know you don't like Colin Kaepernick, just say so, but don't give me bullshit-ass reasons like that. You know, just be transparent. Just say how you really feel. It was never about the flag. It was never about the anthem. It was never about Nikes. It was never about kids in sweatshops. It was about a high-profile black athlete calling out some racial bullshit, and white people didn't want to hear it. That's really what it comes down to. White folks just didn't want to hear it. Either it made them feel guilty, either it made them feel nervous, or they were annoyed by it. People flat out tell you, everything is so political. I don't want politics in my football. I don't want to turn on the game and be bothered with politics. What's political about it? He's just taking a knee during a racist theme song. Y'all don't want to be reminded of what's going on. He articulated himself very well and said why he was doing this, to bring awareness to racial injustice and systemic inequality. But for a lot of folks, they just don't want to be bothered with it. Sports is an escape, right? Can't have anything political in sports except for the overly patriotic display in the first place before all these games, with the anthem being played, with the 100-yard flag being unfurled from one end zone to the other, with the military flyovers. That's not political. With whoever the president is showing up to a game. When the president himself tweeted out, if you see anyone taking a knee during the game, get that son of a bitch off the field. So he's the president, so anything he does is political. He can talk about guys taking a knee during the anthem, but that's not political. That's okay. But a football player actually taking the knee, a quiet, peaceful protest that was co-signed by a former Green Beret and Nate Boyer, that's an issue. This has been going on for 4 years. This argument, this debate, been going on for 4 years, and so many different layers to it. There's the phony outrage. There's the people saying incorrect things about Colin Kaepernick, about why he's not in the NFL. Well, he only started protesting once he lost his job. He sucked. He couldn't play anymore, so he had to do something to draw attention to himself. No, that's wrong. Incorrect, negative, false. He lost his job due to injury. He had 3 surgeries in 1 offseason. Blaine Gabbert was named the starter in 2016. Blaine Gabbert was Blaine Gabbert, so he was eventually benched. Kaepernick got his job back for the last 10 games of the season, where he had a 16-4 touchdown interception ratio, and then his contract with the 49ers ran out. He's now been re-signed. The rest is history. He's been unemployed, denied work for 1,373 days. But there's so many people who just spin these false narratives about what happened. Even the narrative that he sucked and he couldn't play anymore, really? There's a plethora of horrible quarterbacks in the NFL. Since then, currently, and going forward, there will always be bad quarterbacks in the NFL. That's why I always say there's 32 teams in the NFL. Each team carries 2 quarterbacks on the roster. So at minimum, there's at least 64 quarterbacks in the National Football League. If you tell me that Colin Kaepernick sucks and he can't get on a roster because of his talent, if this is truly a meritocracy and every player in the NFL is there based on their own individual skill set and merit, and these are the best football players in the world, then how did Mark Sanchez get a job as a backup quarterback for the Washington Redskins a couple of years ago? How do the McCown brothers always keep getting work? Mike Glennon's the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. How do guys like that keep getting work? Thaddeus Lewis hadn't played in 4 or 5 years. The Baltimore Ravens brought him in to back up Joe Flacco a couple of years ago. How does Matt Barkley keep getting work? How does Colt McCoy keep bouncing all over the league? Inferior quarterbacks or quarterbacks at Kaepernick's level or worse continue to find work, continue to find jobs. Not every quarterback in the league is there for their merit. They're there because they're available and they're comfortable. We have guys from the XFL, P.J. Walker. Shout out, salute to P.J. Walker. Not trying to denigrate this brother in any capacity, but he's an XFL quarterback. He was brought into the NFL to start a game for the Carolina Panthers this season. You have quarterbacks at or around Kaepernick's skill level who were brought in and allowed to work, but Kaepernick's been denied work because he's too polarizing, too controversial, and had the audacity to call out some racist bullshit. But the NFL still has these systemic racism promotions they try to run. You know, in the end zone of all 30 stadiums in the NFL this year, in the back of the end zone it reads, "End racism." You know, I look at all that as being token performative bullshit that means nothing. You're going to put "end racism" in the back of every end zone. You're going to allow guys to have decals in the back of their helmet. You're going to have these commercials you run during the game. You're going to allow guys to honor, do tributes to George Floyd or whoever on their shoes. You do all that, but Colin Kaepernick is still not on the roster. Do not tell me the NFL is a meritocracy when I watch these games and I see some of these mediocre, inferior, garbage quarterbacks being allowed to play in the NFL when a better quarterback is denied work for 1,373 days. When a quarterback who is 4-2 career lifetime as a starter in the NFL playoffs, when a quarterback who brought his team to the Super Bowl and came within 5 yards of winning the Super Bowl, when a quarterback who set playoff records for an electrifying performance versus the Green Bay Packers in 2012, he had 263 yards passing, 181 yards rushing in the same game. A guy with that skill set in today's NFL, where running dual-threat mobile quarterbacks are the quarterback du jour, a guy like that can't get on the NFL roster. That's insane. But we all know the reason. It's not due to his skill set or his ability or because he sucks. It's because everything off the field, too controversial, too polarizing, etc. And he's so polarizing, he's so controversial, he can't even sign a deal with an ice cream company without all the hate and racist vitriol taking place online that's taking place right now. People are this upset about Colin Kaepernick striking a deal with Ben & Jerry's. They're not going to eat Ben & Jerry's anymore. Yes, you will. And if you're going to boycott Ben & Jerry's, I'm going to go ahead and call you a bluff on that. You can't just boycott Ben & Jerry's alone. You got to boycott Unilever, which is the parent company that owns Ben & Jerry's since the year 2000, when co-founders Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield sold the business in the year 2000 to Unilever, a multinational food giant, for $326 million. If you're going to boycott Ben & Jerry's, you also got to boycott Hellmann's Mayonnaise, Lipton Iced Tea, Pure Leaf Real Brew Tea, and Klondike Bars, just to name a few from their food and refreshment brands that they own. They also own several beauty and personal care brands. So once again, if you're going to boycott Ben & Jerry, you also have to boycott Axe, Dove, Dove Men Care, Clear, Rexona, Sunsilk, Brute Cologne, Vaseline, Lever 2000, Pond's, Q-Tips Cotton Swabs, St. Ives, as well as I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. So if you're going to boycott Ben & Jerry's, you got to boycott all that shit too and many more. Unilever owns all that shit. So you can't just keep it exclusive to Ben & Jerry's. You got to ban anything made by their parent company, Unilever. You know, and for Ben & Jerry's, this is a pretty progressive, left-leaning company. They're not averse to controversy and scandal and having their name out there and being talked about. This is a company that's, over the years, pissed off a lot of people. In 2011, Ben & Jerry's released a flavor called Sweaty Balls in homage to Saturday Night Live, a Saturday Night Live skit of the same name. This received protests from 1 Million Moms, a project of the conservative Christian group American Family Associated, who said that the name Sweaty Balls was too explicit for grocery store shows. Oh, won't somebody please think of the children? Helen Lovejoy, Simpsons reference, y'all catch it later. 1 Million Moms, a conservative Christian group, sounds like a bunch of bored white women. You know, whenever they're not busy calling the police on black people for existing in public, they go protest the flavors, controversial flavor names of ice creams at the local grocery store. Go find something to do with your life. Following rumors that suggested Ben and Jerry's supported the defense of Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was convicted in 1982 of killing Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner, the company confirmed that Ben Cohen, one of the co-founders along with Jerry Greenfield, did sign a petition as a private citizen asking that the system of American justice be followed fully in the case. Between 2005 and 2008, Ben and Jerry's collaborated with polar explorer Mark Corneliuson and the Worldwide Fund for Nature, the other WWF, the ones who stole the name WWF from Vince McMahon, who kicked Vince's ass in court and took WWF. Ben and Jerry collaborated with them to run the Climate Change College, an initiative to train young people in communications and campaigning around climate change. Controversy once again followed them in the year 2006 after the company released a flavor called Black and Tan, and it named the flavor after the alcoholic drink, which is made by mixing stout and pale ale. But the Black and Tans are also known as a paramilitary police force of British World War I veterans recruited during the Irish Revolution. At the time that flavor was released, the Irish Republican movement was still offended by the historical association of the title. In 2012, Vermonters for a Just Peace in Palestine, Israel, VTJP, contacted Ben Cohen, Jerry Greenfield, and the CEO of Ben & Jerry's after learning that the ice cream produced at Ben & Jerry's franchise in Israel was being sold in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Leafletting occurred at locations in Vermont, New York, and California on Free Cone Day in April 2013 and April 2014. As of November 2014, 232 organizations across the United States and in 17 countries worldwide had signed a letter written by VTJP calling on Ben & Jerry's to end its commercial ties to such settlements. In February 2016, Ben & Jerry's co-founder Ben Cohen created an ice cream flavor called Bernie's Yearning in support of U.S. Senator from Vermont Bernie Sanders in his run for the president in 2016 versus the Democratic primaries against Scummity Earth Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The flavor consisted of plain mint ice cream covered by a solid layer of mint chocolate. According to Cohen, the chocolate disc represents the huge majority of economic gains that have gone to the top 1% since the end of the recession. Beneath it, the rest of us. This was done in an effort to showcase the United States' current socioeconomic issues. In April 2016, Ben & Jerry's co-founders Ben Cohen once again and Jerry Greenfield were both arrested at the Democracy Awakening protest in the U.S. Capitol steps in Washington, D.C. In May of 2017, Ben & Jerry's announced they would not serve two scoops of the same ice cream flavor in Australia due to the refusal of the Australian government to legalize same-sex marriage. They said this would encourage fans to contact their MPs to tell them that the time has come to make same-sex marriage equality legal. This stance, they said, would continue for however long it took for same-sex marriage to be legalized. In June 2018, Ben & Jerry's announced their support for some 9,000 Afghan asylum seekers' right to stay in Sweden, drawing heavy criticism from some commentators. In October 30 of 2018, they announced a new batch flavor called Pecan Resist. It was introduced as a part of the opposition campaign against President Donald Trump. It was marketed as a campaign to lick injustice and champion those fighting to create a more just and equitable nation of us all. In August 2019, they produced another Bernie Sanders flavor called Bernie's Back. It was not for sale in stores, but was awarded as a prize to 40 contest winners. Ben Cohen endorsed Bernie Sanders for president. And finally, during the 2020 protests against racial prejudice following the public lynching of George Floyd, Ben & Jerry's publicized a statement encouraging Americans to dismantle white supremacy and face the sins of our past. So from an ideological standpoint, you can see why Ben & Jerry's and Colin Kaepernick would be in alignment with each other, would have a partnership with each other. They both seem to lean progressively to the far left. They both are championing different social and economic causes and advocating for marginalized groups like, you know, Black Lives Matter and different gay rights groups and same-sex marriages and things like that. So it makes sense. I mean, they reached out to Kaepernick in 2018, but according to their own written statement, the timing just wasn't right. But now the deal's been done in 2020 for a Kaepernick-branded flavor ice cream, changed the world, world spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D. I'm not sure if Colin Kaepernick's going to save the world with ice cream, but if the proceeds from purchasing this ice cream go to the Know Your Rights camp and other different charitable causes that Kaepernick is an advocate for, then so be it. My only problem, objection to this, I wish he had named the ice cream after Botham Jean. For those of you who don't know or maybe just forgot, Botham Jean was a brother in Dallas, Texas, an accountant who was wrongfully shot and killed in his own place of residence by his neighbor, Amber Geiger, who mistook his apartment for her own apartment. She thought that he was an intruder, a burglar, and broke into. Apparently, he lived out the Dave Chappelle joke. He broke into an apartment and hung up pictures of himself and his family all throughout the apartment. Amber Geiger, being the obnoxious cunt that she is, shot this man in cold blood in his own apartment while he was eating a bowl of ice cream. So add that to the list of shit that black people are not allowed to do, eat ice cream in your own apartment. I think it would have been cool as a way to kind of pay homage, pay tribute to that brother if Kaepernick had nicknamed ice cream after Botham Jean. I don't know. It's just a thought I had when I first heard about this. But I'm in favor of the whole thing. It is what it is. It's just ice cream. I don't even eat ice cream. Like I said, if he wants to use this as a platform to get his message out and also take the money you would get from the sales of this ice cream and give it back to the community, to the people, which he's been doing from day one, ever since he staged his boycott and articulated his reasons for doing so. Ever since he became an activist, he's been giving money back to the community, put his money where his mouth is. If he wants to use it as a way to generate proceeds and get that money back, I'm fine with it. It is what it is. There's just always so many thoughts about Colin Kaepernick. Do I think he'll ever play in the NFL again? No. I think that ship has sailed. If it was going to happen, it would have happened in the aftermath of the public lynching of George Floyd, where everyone displayed their token symbolism and performatively displayed activism. And, you know, for 1 month anyway, for the month of June, there was so much contrition. White people were real guilty for the whole month of June and the month after George Floyd was killed. If it was going to happen, if Colin Kaepernick was going to get signed to a football team, it would have happened this past summer, but that's come and gone. Obviously, he's not on the football field. He's still putting out workout videos. He's still tweeting out that he's ready, willing, and able to step in and play quarterback in the NFL. He's still only 33 years of age. Kind of want to be optimistic and say never, but at the same time, if it didn't happen this summer, if it hasn't happened in the last 4 years, with the public outcry and the demand that he get on the somebody's roster, I don't think it ever will happen. But in the meantime, you can enjoy some delicious ice cream from Ben & Jerry's. Change the world. The Colin Kaepernick-inspired flavor from Ben & Jerry's on sale at stores near you now. Go ahead and get yourself a scoop and piss off some conservative white people in the process, which I'm always in favor of. So with all that being said, that brings us to the end of this installment of the Dion Gordon podcast. I'll see y'all in the next go round. Picks me rolling. I'm out.